Good morning, everybody. It's the 18th of September, 2023. It is Teresa from Sojourn Retreat, and our devotion this morning is titled Our Words Matter. Why does the Bible spend so much time teaching on the importance of our words? It highlights the benefits of the correct use of our words, it warns against the incorrect use of them, and it offers so much advice on the subject that it would be unwise for us not to take heed. In Matthew 12, verse 36 to 37, it says, "But I say to you that for every idle word that men may speak, they will give an account of it in the day of judgment. For by your words you will be justified, and by your words you will be condemned." Other translations use the word empty or careless in the place of idle. And so what this verse means is that we will all need to give an account on judgment day for every idle, empty, or carefree word we have spoken. According to the Strong's Concordance, the Greek word used for empty is argos, and it means inactive, unemployed, lazy, useless, or idle. Words are central to our lives. We think words, we speak words, we hear words, sing words, write words, and read words all the time, every day. The problem is that somewhere along the way, we have been tricked into believing that our words are not important, or perhaps we don't realize just how important they really are. Our words are a powerful gift that was given to us by a communicating God for his divine purpose, and we shouldn't take that lightly. That divine purpose is to spread the gospel. Think about it. We can't spread the gospel without words. And we won't spread the gospel with idle or empty or careless words. When last have you taken stock of your words? It certainly has given me the opportunity now to think more about what my words mean and their effects and their relation to God's word. I don't want my words to be idle, empty, or careless, especially in my quest to fulfill God's purpose of spreading the gospel. So, what are idle, empty, careless words? Remember the Strong's Concordance translation of the word inactive, unemployed, lazy, or useless. And so, in effect, it would be any word that is useless or has no purpose. I immediately think of gossip, perhaps lying, maybe even cussing. But the Word of God also teaches us that our words have direction, which speaks that of it being active, or that it should be active, but that we determine the direction. When we communicate, we give something to another. And according to Proverbs 18, verse 21, life and death are in the power of the tongue. And so every time we speak, we either speak life or death, and there is no other direction. There is no neutral option. We also know that our words are powerful. Jesus tells us that in Jesus' name we can speak to mountains and they will move, lay hands on the sick and they will be healed, and that we are able to cast out demons with our words. And again, this speaks of our word being active and that we can actively operate in our God-given authority and use our words to do what God has asked us to do. And that again is to fulfill his purpose. So, how do we ensure that our words are not empty, idle, or carefree? In a nutshell, we follow Jesus' example. In John 12, verse 49 to 50, it says, "For I have not spoken on my own authority, but the Father who sent me gave me a command, what I should speak, and I know that his command is everlasting life. Therefore, whatever I speak, just as the Father has told me, so I speak." Jesus only spoke what the Father told him to say. Another thing Jesus did was to quote scripture. In Matthew 4, verse 4, Jesus answered, "It is written, man shall not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes out of the mouth of God." And this was when he was being tempted by the devil. And so our best way to make our words purpose-driven and active is to do the same. But how? What is a practical way of basing our words on what God wants us to say and what is written in the Word of God. Number one, we need to spend time in God's presence, which will make us sensitive to His voice so that we know what He wants us to say. And that, of course, speaks of intimacy and silent time with Him. Number two, meditating on God's Word gives us the knowledge we need, and both of these teach us and help us to speak the right words. And you need to find out what works for you, what process is going to be the best way for you to be able to stand on the Word. Both of these both lead to a life of purpose, right down to our every word. I want to pray over you this morning, and it's literally a verse I'm going to read over you, and it's from Psalm. Now I've forgotten exactly where it is, but it is in Psalms. It says, "Lord, let the word of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer." And so I'm going to pray that over you. Lord, let the words of our mouths and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our redeemer. In Jesus' name, amen. Have a blessed week.